Look at that city, Hero. It's so pretty. So tempting. It's like you, Hero. Why am I still calling you that? I mean, you're not a hero anymore, are you? You're the bad guy. I love Christmas. I love everything about it. The music, the food, the presents. It's my favorite time of year. It's always been lonely, though. I've never had anyone to share it with. Well, I did have you, my darling nemesis. And I did so adore spending time with you, fighting with you. But it's not quite the same. It's not the same as this. Reaching out and holding your hand. Something as simple as that. It means so much to me. And look at you, Hero. You're holding my hand. You're not walking away. You're not flying away. You're not making some very noble speech. No, you're leaning in closer. This is so different. Oh, my darling Hera. I like you like this. I like you honest and... Oh, this isn't honest. What's not honest? What about this is dishonest? Oh, mind control. No, I'm not laughing at you. Okay, I am laughing at you. But not for the reasons you think. Oh, you poor thing. Do you know why I like you so much? Oh, of course I like you. If I didn't like you, you would be dead. I know you think that I'm not good at what I do, because you have thwarted so many of my oh-so-cunning plans, but that was flirting. That was me just wanting to be close to you. Because when I'm close, I see it. I see that look in your eyes. The look of a trapped animal. Oh yes, mind control, you're under my spell, my evil spell. Only you're not. I said you're not under my control. You never have been. Hello. This was all you. Well, no. The plan was mine. The outfit is mine. Well, it's yours. I made it for you. Well, the villainous you. But everything else, that was all your sweet, good self. I never actually said you were under my control. I just said that I wanted to rob a bank together. That I wanted to cause a little bit of mayhem together. Maybe more than a little bit. I wanted to give you your Christmas present. An excuse. An excuse to do what you actually want to do. You are so wrapped up in being a hero. You're trapped. You're tied down. Yes, I am well aware that you can fly. Darling, you're no hero. Not really. Not where it counts. In your heart. No, in your heart you're just as bad as I am. I saw it the first time I looked in your eyes. Broke my heart. And that is why you're not dead. Because you were going to be dead. You came this close to dying. That explosion. It wasn't because I made a mistake. It's because I didn't want to kill you. I know that look. I grew up with that look. I mean, you know my story. The only daughter of superhero parents. Only my father wasn't a superhero. Not really. Oh, he changed sides, but where it counts, he was always a supervillain. He loved my mother, but he was miserable. Doing the right thing, saving people. Oh, it's all so thankless. It killed him in the end. I've heard the stories. He died saving people. No, he threw himself in front of a laser because he couldn't take it anymore. Growing up, it haunted me. The shadow in his gaze. That deep sadness. He was trapped. He was miserable. And I see that in your eyes, too. You're no hero. You're like me. And because I love you, because I do, I don't just like you, I love you. And because I do, I gave you an excuse. I gave you an excuse to do what you want, to cause a little trouble. And it was amazing. You are so devious, so crafty, so Machiavellian. You're natural. You have evil instincts. My father gave up what he wanted for the woman he loved. And he suffered. I don't want that for you. I don't want you to waste away. I want you to live. I want you to be free. I want you to be who you are. But you're so smothered. You're so blocked in. So I gave you an excuse. I gave you a taste. A taste of freedom. A taste of what could be. You reveled in it. You. But I guess that's all over now. Your conscience will come knocking. You'll soon let go of my hand. Only you don't have to. You don't have to. My father turned good for my mother, and you can turn bad, but not for me. For you. You can be selfish. It's been so good, hasn't it? Poor choice of words. It's been so bad. So wonderfully bad. This could all be ours. All of this pretty. Pretty city. Oh, darling, we could ruin it. We could just take it all. And all you have to do is not go back. All you have to do is be a little bit selfish. All you have to do is be honest. Honest about what you want, who you are. All you have to do is do that, and all of this will be yours. I'll be yours. Darling, be honest. Be selfish. Darling, be evil. Or not. It's your choice. It's always been your choice. I love you. If that counts for anything. Darling, I'm a supervillain. Of course, I'll press every advantage I have. But in the end, it's down to you. It's your choice. Be evil. Or be miserable. You decide.